It's interesting to see these things change.
What's that?
It's interesting to me to see how these terms change.
Yeah.
Clabber cheese, and now you buy it in the store. What do you call it when you buy it in there?
Well, they call them cheddar, I believe, cheese or something. They got a name for it. When
is that the one you get in these little round boxes?
Yeah, yeah, cheddar.
About this tall?
Yeah. It kind of, when you go to eating it, it kind of in little lumps.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to eat it with a spoon nearly.
Does your wife ever take fruit and make a pie and bake it in a dish about this deep?
Yeah, call that a cobbler.
Yeah?
Peach cobbler, apple cobbler, either one.
She ever make anything to pour over that?
Yeah, she stir up some cream. I don't know what they'd call it, but I've seen her pour that stuff over it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sauce, or?
Yeah, I guess that's what it'd be.
What?
I believe call it sauce, don't they? I reckon.
Yeah, I had a man tell me he called it pour-on.
Pour-on?
Yeah, you pour it on, so he called it pour-on.
Well, but it's got a name, though. I think them women called it.
Well, that
don't call it sauce, neither. I forgot what she called it.
What does your wife do in the morning, first thing when she goes in the kitchen?
Well, thanks. As a rule, I guess she puts that coffee pot on the stove.
If you come in after breakfast and you're still hungry, what do you say you do? You've eaten your breakfast and it's not time for your dinner yet. So you just want to eat?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you would do. I never do go eat. I eat big breakfast and don't eat any more than 12.
How about the kids if they come in?
Oh, they'd eat every hour or two. I guess you call it lunch, don't you?
Fella told me he had a 16-year-old boy and he only ate one meal a day.
Well, I'll be nice.
Started when he got up and it stopped when he went to bed.
Well, that's the way some of them will do, though.
He had me going. I thought, one meal a day, great big kid like that? Then he pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd say that was a snack or a bite or a piece or...
Well, I guess you'd call it a snack. Yeah.
That would be the modern term,
yeah,
huh? And, see, you told me you used to get your water in a gourd, didn't you?
Yeah, I've drank a lot of that water out of gourd. An old cedar water bucket.
Hmm. Does that give it a good flavor? Or?
Well, yeah, if you, I don't know if it's flavored, but a fella would want it pretty bad. Well,
it's all good when you're thirsty, huh?
It never would see no ice. There wasn't no ice water then in the summertime.
Yeah, that's right, I guess. Did you make your own ice here, or gather your own ice?
Ice.
Yeah, in the early days?
Yeah, we'd make ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you'd get down to the pond or the creek and cut ice in the winter and keep it till summer.
No, never did. I've seen them ice houses here a long time ago when I was a boy, but we never did make no ice. There's they used to have one down here on Boggy there where they had that old grist mill. Where they cut it and water stored in the ice house.
Mm-hmm. There's a big old ice house in Guthrie, just falling apart.
Yeah.
Shucks, nobody buys ice. Well, I guess they started making ice then.
Yeah.
There was no need to store it.
Yeah, all these ice boxes now got them freezers in them where they can make ice.
Yeah.